Toots and the Maytals and Reggae Got Soul, yeah. I've seen so many gigs over the years, particularly my good friend Libido Boy. We don't have enough time to explain how he got the name. However, he's in the leather trade. No! I'm gonna say, you're mine. No. And he imports and makes shoes and stuff like that. And he was closing down a warehouse that he had, and he said, he phoned me up and said, I've got all these shoes. Are you interested? Now, you know me, I like a bargain. I went, oh, really? Yeah. He said, well, I said, what size are you? He says, size 8, 9. I went, yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, how many you got? He says, I've got about 250, 300. I went, this is fantastic. I'll never need to buy shoes again. He says, only one problem. I said, what's that? They're left foot only. Now, over the years, I've worked with wonderful producers. And frankly, if everyone says, oh, no, we need a producer, you do need a producer. And there's people go, oh, what about your team? The team was me and the producer. And currently, for the second time round, bless him, is the excellent producer, the mighty Thor. His name's Simon, actually, but so-called Thor because he's learning Swedish. And I mean this in the most with most love in my heart, the least Thor-like person you couldn't hope to meet, actually. He's been an absolute wonderful. In fact, I've had so many wonderful producers over the years, and thanks to them. And I said, you know, we've had Lester's Library. What about Thor's track? He says, well, it's got to be David Sylvian, hasn't it? David Sylvian and Orpheus. That's Thor's choice. And you always know, you do one thing, that upsets someone else. Exactly. And in comes my kid Methuselah, who's down, who was a producer before Thor. Well, in between Thor. He was in the Thor sandwich. Going, you never gave me one. Well, look, you know, it's a special day today because it's the last ever shoe. After 30 years, this is my final programme on Radio 2. So Thor is my final producer. I don't know. It's here we are, it's sort of all sort of chock full of emosh, and what do we get? I don't know, we'll have a word with that boy. One thing we've not done, have we covered so much ground over the years, I'm trying to think what else we've done. Oh, yes, you mentioned tri-team football. This was a brilliant idea, which I still think is waiting for its day. You've emailed me stuff in the past saying, oh, isn't there something similar like that? No, there's something similar in other places, but it's not the same as ours. Tri-team football, which we thought would be a great, it was a boon for everybody, actually, and that was you had a triangular pitch, with 8 players on each team. So you actually had 24 players on the pitch at once. Tri-team football, 3 teams, 8 players each with a triangular pitch. So there was no offside rule, and because you couldn't figure out how that worked. And also, being professional soccer, you know, at Premiership level, and if you were a fan, you bought all the away strips and things like that, you need to buy 2. So it worked so well for all round. You know, fans got to see their team playing 2 others for the price of the ticket, and the football managers and the football clubs actually ended up, you know, not going to get the crowds in, two sets of away supporters at once, but they also got to sell them more and more away strips. And I'm trying to remember the we actually even had a page on the website some years ago about this. It's long gone now, which is a shame, which actually detailed the positions and the way the game was played. And it was something like, I know there was right wedge and left wedge. Unfortunately, that's all I can remember. Teddy Thompson on 2 and Looking for a Girl. Fantastic stuff. Teddy Thompson, Looking for a Girl. I think we've done nearly all we can now, haven't we? There was the buffoon names, because, of course, we are the kings of buffoonery here on the Best Time of the Day show. We did have a thing that we used to play from time to time when we thought we were getting a little bit too bonkers, and that was this. Your buffoon name. David Clark suggested Sir Beezer Starfire Thumper, which I like. And Martin Duff went for Griffin Bonehead Strapbox III. Well, Jeff Bemrose, thank you for this from 2014. Earl Horatio Knuckleboom III. How do you follow that? I've got an idea. Have you? Of course, we used to do this on Friday mornings. Last tune. Ramp up the car! We often used to say Yip to Hootie, the gateway to the weekend as well, I seem to remember back in the day. Ramping up the camp, Gloria Gaynor, Never Can Say Goodbye. Thank you. I've had a wonderful 30 years. We created something unique. The time has flown. I shall miss you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your show with me. It's okay, you can weep now. Jimmy Ruffin. Farewell is a lonely sound. So from me, Alex Lester, from me to you. I hope you'll find me somewhere. I think we should end with this. Carrot the Donkey, thank you. This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM.
With the BBC News at 3 o'clock, this is Jason Kay.